Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from her offices, Marketing and Program Director for the Iowa Pork Producers Association. Kelsey Suter is with us here this morning as we're going to talk about the Iowa Pork Producers Tenderloin Contest for 2017 as they get ready to launch that effort, which we always have a lot of fun with. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. Is this one of the more enjoyable projects you get to work on?
It is, absolutely. It's amazing how many people follow this contest and how excited people get about it. And so, yes, it's definitely an enjoyable project that I have the pleasure of working on every year.
The tenderloin is something you might go to other places around the country and they might not necessarily understand the love of breaded tenderloins. But in Iowa, it's easy.
It is. And it's funny that you say that because I actually, until I started working at Iowa Pork several years ago, had no idea that it was special to the Midwest and especially Iowa. I mean, if you go to a restaurant on the coast in the West, they're not going to have any idea what a breaded pork tenderloin is. And that just truly amazed me when I found that out. I was like, wow, they have no idea what they're missing.
Well, and the nice thing about the tenderloin is the breaded pork tenderloin here in Iowa is that there's really no template for it. We know what it is. But everywhere you go, it's a little bit different because folks do different things by hand. They may do things, right here close to home. They may add on their own spices, the sizing, and there's so many things that are different about it.
Yes, it varies quite a bit. And we've actually talked about patenting our own recipe at Iowa Pork to share. And we're kind of at that same point. It's like, where do you start? There's just so many different directions to go with it. And some people like, pounded thin and huge and nice and crispy, while other people like the pork to still be nice and thick and juicy. And as long as you love it, we're happy. But, yeah, there's just so many ways to prepare it.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about how it is kind of unique to Iowa, but do you see it expanding more and more as it gets more publicity?
Yeah, that's actually something that we've talked about quite a bit is how do we get this out of the Midwest? And we've had restaurant owners in Texas and California calling our office. They catch buzz of it. They hear about it. They want a recipe or want to know how they can get it in their restaurants. And so, yeah, we do see it growing, and we're kind of brainstorming ideas on how we can nurture that along to continue to get it to grow because it's great for our producers here in the state of Iowa that are obviously working hard every day to produce a wholesome product. So if we can get more people to love pork, it's good for them.
Oh, and the beauty of it is so many of these restaurants across the state of Iowa that take so much pride in their own version of the breaded pork tenderloin, they're usually purchasing a lot of that product close to home.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Iowa grows over a third of all the pork in the country. So if you're eating pork in Iowa, it was raised in Iowa. Very, very likelihood of that. So, yeah, a lot of restaurants are purchasing it from even just a butcher in their nearby community. So
the fact that they're all just a little bit different, does it make the contest tough to come up with a winner?
Absolutely. And we're, of course, always listening to consumers. What do they love? What do they enjoy? I mean, they're the ones that drive the contest from the very beginning with the nominations. And so it does make judging really difficult. At the end, though, we're going to try and find a sandwich that you can taste the pork in it. We don't want to just taste the seasoning and the breading and the oil. We want to be able to taste the pork, too. So a lot of times the ones that we will end up picking tend to be on the thicker side just so that it still has great pork characteristics.
All right. Well, I know you're opening up the contest here this week on April 19th, and I know folks are going to be excited to get their local restaurants nominated. We've had plenty of winners here in Southwest and West Central Iowa, so folks are very aware of the contest around here.
Good. That's great. Yeah, your area is well represented. It's Northwest that we've never had one. So not that we want it to move out of your area, but we'd like to see some up in the Northwest get some representation. But, yeah, it's very exciting. This is our 15th annual contest. I can't believe that it's been around 15 years. We get phone calls and emails throughout the year. When can I nominate my favorite tenderloin? When does it open again? And it's kind of a small window, so we try to get the word out the best that we can. Nominations start April 19th, and they go through June 7th. So it's kind of a small window, but get online and nominate your favorite.
You bet. Well, is this growing? Is it gaining steam as time goes on? How many nominations do you tend to get year to year?
Yeah, it has. It's grown. I've been running this competition for 5 years now, and it's grown every year since I've been around. Last year, we got just shy of 2,000 nominations, so obviously I want to blow 2,000 nominations just out of the water this year. But, yeah, it does. We get more every year. And so that 2,000 nominations represented about 385 restaurants across the state of Iowa, which is, it's amazing that that many restaurants have a great tenderloin.
Wow. Now, when you say restaurants, are there specific guidelines as to what that means? Because you could have trailers and different types of things out there, too.
Yes, good question, Jim. So you're welcome to nominate your favorite in whatever form they come in, but for our judging process, and especially to make it into the top five or to win the competition, we're really looking for a restaurant that's open all year round, brick-and-mortar location, it's not going to move, and the tenderloin is represented on their daily menu throughout the year. So that this contest takes us several months to come up with the winner. So by the time October comes around, if you're a seasonal restaurant, you're kind of getting ready to close your doors for the winter. And so it's not good timing for us to be like, oh, you won, but check them out in the spring. It'll be several months before you can go try it. So that's the reason behind that. We want it to be something that people who follow the contest can access the tenderloin that wins year-round.
Oh, absolutely. If you're going to put out there they have the best tenderloin in Iowa, why in the world wouldn't they want to be open so they can take advantage of that?
Right, right. I mean, people from out of the state even will follow this list of winners. And so if they're only traveling the state of Iowa one time a year, we want to make sure that they have the opportunity to try it.
You bet. And there are awards here for this, too, not just for the restaurants, for the folks who do the nominating as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the restaurant who ends up winning gets a $500 check from the Iowa Pork Producers Association, as well as a big banner and a plaque to boast and brag and to display that they've won, bragging rights throughout the year, statewide publicity. But then also, if you're one of the consumers or customers that nominated them, we are going to pick one winner out of that group of people that will.
I'm sure you've heard back in the past from different restaurants after they have won the contest about the sudden increase in business that is created.
It's truly phenomenal, and it's actually something that we're trying to track more. It's not something that that we really were tracking or getting a quantitative number on in the past. The last couple of years, we've been following up with these restaurant owners and asking them, you know, the changes that they've seen in their business. And not only does it increase their tenderloin sales, because that's a given, a lot of times, three times, four times as many tenderloins sold after winning. And, of course, there's a spike right after it's announced, but it never goes back down to the level that it was before. It's usually twice as high there on out. It kind of changes the face of their business moving forward. They're all of a sudden on the map. They're a destination restaurant. They're no longer just serving their local community. They're a destination on the weekends for someone who's willing to drive an hour to go out to eat on a Saturday night. They've kind of become that destination point. So not only is it increasing their tenderloin sales, but if they have alcohol on their menu, those people that are willing to drive an hour are also going to be willing to spend a little bit more money on their bill. So they're going to be willing to order a specialty drink with their dinner, et cetera. So it's really transforming their business and how they run their business, which is, we love hearing that. It's remarkable. We love supporting local businesses and Iowa businesses, and we love to see them flourish because of this award. It's truly remarkable.
Well, we all know how difficult it can be for restaurants anyway. It's nice to have that little extra push, that little help there, too, that the contest provides. Now, as we mentioned, April 19th is when nominations will start. The process closes on June 7th. What is the process? How do folks nominate?
So the easiest way is to simply go to our website, which is www.iowapork.org, and we will have a link starting on the 19th on our homepage to nominate, and it's going to ask you the name of the restaurant, the address of the restaurant, the hours that it's open, and then your information as the nominator. So that's the easiest way, is to just submit it online. There will also be, if you don't have access to internet, there will be a form in the Iowa Spokesman a couple times throughout the period, Iowa Family Living, and our own Iowa Pork Producer Magazine. And if you don't find it in any of those places, you're, of course, welcome to call our office, 515 515- 225-7675 and ask us for a form, and we'd be happy to mail it to you.
Excellent. Anything new this year?
So the only thing that's new is we get a lot of phone calls from restaurants. How do I become a part of this competition? They know the impact. They've seen it. They've heard about it from other restaurants. How do I get to be a part of this contest? And we simply tell them, well, it's nomination-based. You need to get nominated. We're going to judge the top five with the most nominations in each of our eight districts to make sure that we have representation across the entire state. And so you need to encourage your customers to nominate you if you want to be a part of it. So we did design a poster that's downloadable on our website. It'll be the same link to make a nomination that restaurants can just simply print it off their home printer. It's just a regular 8.5 by 11 size, and display it around their restaurant. Tape it to the bars, the booths, whatever you want to do to just encourage your customers to get on during the time frame and make a nomination. So that is new this year, just to help restaurants promote themselves a little more within their restaurant.
Excellent. Well, we're Iowans. We all have our favorites. Make sure you nominate and crow about what you think are the best breaded pork tenderloins out there here in the state of Iowa here. And maybe the Iowa Pork Producers Association will come a-calling with a nice banner and a little extra publicity for your local establishment. Kelsey, thank you so much for your time here today. Good luck with the contest. We always have fun with this.
Jim, thank you so much. I appreciate it.